Yes, very good question. So it's definitely related to what was presented yesterday. I would argue that what was presented yesterday, and I see if Mark is here, but the emission base of taxes was presented as the objective. So the idea here is to extend the concept of the emission base for taxes or market-based policy instrument, which is actually quite common, although not named like that, towards other types of mitigation instruments, such as non-market-based policy instruments. So for example, what is the emission base, say, of information systems or purchasing, climate change purchasing requirements? And this is very important in order to understand the role of the policy instrument over the over these different sectors. So there is certainly an issue there, and that's why I asked Mark the question: what kind of account? Because what he was proposing essentially is a sort of a financial flow mitigation account. If we were to have a real mitigation account, a comprehensive mitigation account, it would involve policy instruments and the emissions base which I presented. What can the statisticians, statistical community do? I think we can do two things. One is increasingly we are requesting more granular information on emissions. And fortunately, my colleague is here, and this is a good segue for him to present. We need increasingly to develop methodologies that allow us to move from one sector to another sector type in order to have these types of policy instruments. So it must be straightforward to move, for example, from emissions based on the IPCC sector approach to emissions on the ISIC or national accounting approach, because that allows precisely these types of policy instrument approaches.